IGWA Backstage, thought I would do the October is Here questionnaire, since it's October 1st. This questionnaire is from Little Mako. Thank you. First, number one, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? Well, I have quite the selection given my username. Any literary costume I think would do. So anything from Harry Potter to Madeline to, there are all kinds of children's books that people make costumes from. Choosing one though, that's tricky. I think I was the cat in the hat one year, so I'll go with that one, I guess, for this. Number two, did you celebrate Halloween growing up? Did you go trick-or-treating? Yes, I did go trick-or-treating. I'm trying to remember. I lived in a very rural area. There are a couple small towns nearby and kind of alternated between them, but I remember a few years going in this one little town, and they would have trick-or-treat, and then at the end of the evening they had a big bonfire at the school, which was really cool. That was a lot of fun, going with my friends and stuff. I also remember the first time I went trick-or-treating. I don't remember what I wore, but when I went with my parents and going up to this one house, and I'm kind of surprised that, like, they would make me go up, and, like, most people were already outside, so it wasn't a big deal, but I was a really shy kid, go figure, and one house, like, I had to go up and ring the doorbell by myself, which I'm kind of surprised I did that, and this guy answered, and he had, like, I think it was like a Wolfman costume or something on, and it scared me, and I like ran back and was crying. I don't know how old I was, but I still remember that. Yes. Okay, number three. Describe the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn. Sexy bedroom costumes count. I haven't really done the sexy bedroom costume thing. I would say, as a kid, I was Pippi Longstocking once, and so I had long hair braided, and my dad put it in a coat hanger, wire coat hanger, which was kind of painful, but made like the braids with the, you know, they're sticking out, and that was pretty cool. As an adult, I was Luna Lovegood a couple years ago for a thing at work, and that was really fun. So I had a blonde wig, and a friend made me some radish earrings, which are really neat, and I had the cork necklace. I didn't have a robe, but I had, like, the sweater and the tie, and then I wore, like, the skirt. Yeah, so that was fun. That's the same one that I just read. Bear with me, it's the middle of the night. Number four, mummy, werewolf, vampire, mermaid, merman. Which would you rather have sex with and why? I have a feeling this will be a popular one, but I'm gonna go with vampire. Just cause they're sexy, man, you know? But not a sparkly vampire, if you know what I mean. I'm going to go with an actual vampire. I like to have my neck played with, and so yeah, I think that would be hot. Number 5, what is your favorite film or TV show to watch around Halloween? I'm gonna go with It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Classic. Number 6, do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin carving costumes, people asking for free sweets, candy. What do you like about autumn? What's your favorite sweet or candy? That's a lot of questions in one question. I enjoy all of those things, although I haven't been to a pumpkin patch in a really long time. Pumpkin spice lattes, yes. I like pumpkin carving. We have a costume. We have a competition at work every year, so I need to be thinking of something for that this year. Costumes, yes. People asking for free sweets, yes. I do give out candy on Beggar's Night, they call it here. I don't have a lot of kids in my neighborhood, but there are a bunch of apartments nearby, and they tend to bring kids over from there, which is cool. The only thing I don't like about that is the rare occasion when we have kids, well, usually teenagers, who are not wearing a costume and come up to get candy. Really? Like, if you're too old to be trick-or-treating, but you still have a costume on, that's fine. Props to you. But you have to have a lot of nerve to not even wear a costume and, you know, be asking for candy. I'll probably still give you some candy, but also give you some shit about it. So, what do I like about autumn? I like the cooler temperatures because I'm not super crazy about hot weather. So yeah, I like the temperatures. I like the rustling leaves. And my birthday is in October, so that influences it. My favorite sweet or candy? Anything with chocolate in it, to be honest. So the usual, like Reese's Cups or Snickers or whatever. That'll work. Okay, number 7. Tell us a really good Halloween joke. I don't know how good this is, but my Halloween joke is, why does the skeleton have low self-esteem? Because he's got no body to love. Ha! Number 8. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or autumn in general. I don't know that it's a fun story, but a good memory I have is I grew up not too far from a university that has a big Halloween party every year, and in fact they're fairly well known for it around here. And when I attended the university, I wanted nothing to do with Halloween and got as far away from it as possible. But when I was in high school, that was another story. So I went down there a couple times for that, and it was pretty fun. The last time, I think I was a senior, and I had my costume. I think I just borrowed a mask from my dad, and it's like one of those rubber, like, whole head masks, and it was this old, creepy old man, and I had, like, flannel and flannel shirt, and, like, I don't know if I had an actual axe, but I remember talking about, like, carrying an axe. It was, like, super creepy, but, like, you couldn't tell who I was, and that was kind of fun, because, like, you know, people had no idea if I was a guy or girl or whatever, and I didn't talk at all, but my friends kind of had to lead me around because I couldn't see very well. And it was just, like, packed, like, the street, close the street, and where all the bars are, and it was just, like, packed, but everybody was in a good mood, and you'd see awesome costumes and stuff. It was just a really good time. And then, it started snowing. this very lightly, but, you know, nowadays, like, the idea of it snowing at Halloween is crazy, but at the time it was kind of magical, hard to describe, but yeah, that's a good Halloween memory. Number 9, sing a Halloween-inspired song. Yeah, no. Or read us a short Halloween-inspired poem. This is Her Kind by Anne Sexton. I have gone out, a possessed witch, haunting the black air, braver at night. Dreaming evil, I have done my hitch, over the plain houses, light by light. Lonely thing, 12-fingered, out of mind. A woman like that is not a woman, quite. I have been her kind. I have found the warm caves in the woods, filled them with skillets, carvings, shelves, closets, silks, innumerable goods, fixed the suppers for the worms and the elves, whining, rearranging the disaligned. A woman like that is misunderstood. I have been her kind. I have ridden in your cart, driver, waved my nude arms at villages going by, learning the last bright route's survivor, where your flames still bite my thigh, and my ribs crack where your wheels wind. A woman like that is not ashamed to die. I have been her kind. Number 10. If you could go trick-or-treating with three other GWAers, who would it be and why? Yes, I do like the everyone in our community, of course, answer, because I like to be inclusive, but I will say I do have an answer for this, and nothing against anybody else, but for trick-or-treating, I think I would have to go with the evil Dr. M, because I think that would be awesome, and also Cardinal Sin, because when I think of spooky, I think of his laugh, and might as well round that out with Moondance with Me. So those three come to mind when I think of scary. yeah. Okay. That was really fun. Thank you. Again, fall is my favorite season. So, really enjoying this. I'm gonna edit this part out later, I think. And I didn't even talk about pumpkin donuts. Okay.